hates hands. He really, he hates hands.
He attacks hands, huh?
Yeah. He...
Weird cat.
Everybody wants to get rid of this guy. Listen, I don't know why.
Whoa,
why
what a keep voice.
You around? Now watch this. He gets real. Come on. Okay, look at how well behaved he is.
Ooh, he's mad.
Look at how well behaved he is right there. Yes, he is. He's a good boy. Good looking boy, aren't you? Huh? You're a good looking, well behaved kid when you go bite. Okay, let's go. So, what's the linguistics degree leading to?
Being a professor of linguistics, probably in an English department.
Did you do any business after you got out of Arizona?
Yeah, I sold life insurance for a while and decided that was boring and that I wanted to do something else. So, what I do? Then I decided to try to find another job, but I couldn't find something that, I really wanted to go into marketing. I should have gone into advertising, but none of the big companies would come out to Arizona, and of course I didn't have enough money to go out to where, Boston, where I needed to go. So, I ended up deciding to go back to school instead, so. Because I was really interested in dialects.
How old were you when you graduated from Arizona? You're 29 now.
Yeah, I was 23. Just barely 23. Yep. Yeah, so it took me a couple years to get back into school because I had to take all the tests.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What's your dad say about this? Fail a test?
No, why?
No, I just, all the fathers always complain about that.
Oh, yeah, well, he wanted me to...
No, I'm sure he was ambitious for you.
Yeah, he just wanted me to get on my feet, really, so... Get on my feet and get out of the house, right? Yeah. No, my dad's great, but, yeah, no, they've been very supportive.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I'm none. I'm an only
child. You're the only
child? Yep.
Mm-hmm. How long has Bob been here? No, pass.
Since the Vietnam War.
He got here in the Army?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's where he met my mom. And
she's from El Paso?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What was her maiden name?
You know Joanne and Warner?
Joanne and Warren?
Warner.
Warner.
Yeah, they own Don Colicchio's.
Okay.
You remember? You might not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And your dad was in the Army here?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he was a lieutenant and...
Where was he from, Bob?
Long Island.
Hmm. So how's he like El Paso?
He likes it. Yeah, we don't travel back east very much.
Yeah. He's a big churchman.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's a big churchman, too. On this linguistics, you want somebody from El Paso, is that...
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I'm only looking for people who are from, so like, you know, and also people who were born before the 40s, I would say. Because otherwise, there's a generation gap between, you know, pre-war and post-war.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm trying to avoid getting that variable into my data, the generation gap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sticking to one generation.
Well, what do you do? Take a look at the way I pronounce Corral versus
mm-hmm.
somebody else?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Corral's a pronunciation item. And let's see. For instance, sidewalk. Somebody might have a different word for sidewalk, but nobody has so far. There are words that, there are a few grammatical items, not too many. Things like the wind is picking up. Up is like a word that somebody might use a different word.